Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
There are a lot of games out there, a lot of apps out there, but there's only one Best Fiends. If you're like me, you're tired of the same old apps on your phone. You need to play this hit puzzle game, Best Fiends. There's an infinite amount of challenging puzzles and thousands of levels to play, so you will never get bored. Trust me, once you start, you'll be playing every chance you get. Morgan number two likes to play it before the show starts. Download Best Fiends for free at the App Store or Google Play today. That's friends without the R. Best Fiends. I do believe you'll be like the others and tweet me and go, I'm playing it.
All right.
The Bobby Bones post-show pre-show.
Hey, we just finished up today. Lunchbox just said the Vegas odds came out for Dancing with the Stars. You can not good?
Well, let's just say you're not the favorite.
I don't think I'm the favorite. It's been a rough run. But, like, I wonder because I know I've seen some people dance up here. Because I don't know anything about this. I would say the favorite. Tell me who the favorite is. I'll tell you if I agree with it.
Tinashe?
Okay, pop star who's a great dancer. Yeah, she danced with like Janet Jackson.
Okay, yeah.
I don't know that she's great in front of the camera. Like, meaning like has a personality because she hasn't really talked to anybody. Very little, at least I've seen. So I don't know how that's going. She may be fantastic at it. But yeah, she's probably the best dancer. There are a few people who are really great dancers. Who's second?
Ivana Lynch?
I think she's Harry Potter girl.
I have no idea. I don't know who that is.
I think she's on Harry. She was in Harry Potter. Look that up. And she has some dance training. And she has a big crowd. It is her. Who else?
Juan Pablo. And Mary Lou Retton is after that.
Fuller House. And then Mary Lou Retton, the gymnast, fourth. Okay, go ahead.
Then we get into Nancy McKeon.
She's higher than me. That's Joe from Facts of Life.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. I mean,
what'd you say? She's higher than me.
Yeah. Like, I'm not good, but she's actually become one of my friends, and we talk, and she struggles, and she's also older. I think at least age-wise, it would give me an advantage there. God, I'm that bad. All right, go ahead.
Nikki Glaser and Joe Amabile, they're tied at 10-1.
Okay. I'm worse than Nikki on this
thing. Yeah, and Milo Mahimin.
That kid may win the whole thing. He's really? 17. He's a Disney kid. That dude can dance. He's a great kid.
Oh, and he's got all the Disney votes.
He's a great-looking kid. I mean, he may win the whole thing. He is, you want to not like him? And his mom's, like, famous, too, like Cameron Manheim, but, yeah, I like that kid. All right, go ahead.
And then at 12-1, you have DeMarcus Ware and Danielle Umstead.
Okay.
And then coming in dead last...
Oh, no.
20-1.
What? I don't even know what that means, but that just sounds bad.
Hey, Amy, you bet.
Who is it? Who else is on it?
John Schneider.
Yeah, from Dukes of Hazzard.
And Bobby Bones.
Wow.
Like Dukes of Hazzard with Jessica Simpson?
No, like the original show. I'm dead last. I'm so pissed right now.
Oh man.
That's just what I needed to hear.
Oh, what? Yeah. So that it can like ignite some
fire
in you and you're really going to take it out on the dance floor.
Well, listen, I can only stomp so hard, but like if that, I'm already kind of, you'll hear me talk about it on the show. I'm a little irritated at my performance today, but wow, I'm last, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, according to this, you and John.
Huh.
It's okay, take it in.
It's okay. Listen, that just means that all of our listeners can win more money when you win.
That just means probably don't bet on me. They know something I don't.
Good God. Maybe there's some footage of you dancing has leaked, and they're like, oh, this guy has no shot, but then you're going to stun America.
Yeah. So I'm going to try to do it. Maybe part of it, too, is that they think nobody knows who I am, and that they think right. But, huh. Well, how about that? Yeah, the show was ending at lunch. Said that, and I said, hey, well, let's just put it on the post-show, pre-show.
Huh.
Man.
Well, good luck, man.
That kind of sucks a little bit, though, huh?
It does kind of suck, but I'll put 100 on you.
Man.
And I'll win 2,000.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Ugh. Remember, nobody thought Donald Trump was going to be president.
There are a lot of those underdog stories.
I mean, not that it just makes me think of Ray when Ray put money on that. It was like 50-1.
Yeah, the USA Olympic hockey team, when they beat Russia, come on.
Yeah, there's so many examples we could give you right now.
Oh, I cannot believe that. I can't believe I'm dead. If I was like 9th or 10th, I'd be like, that's probably accurate.
I cannot
believe I'm dead last.
Yeah, dead last.
Just because I'm in shape, I should be a spot or two up.
Man, I shouldn't have told him this. This is going to really...
No, he
that's
said
all right.
He needed it.
I wanted to know anyway.
Yeah. I mean, it's not...
Why are you acting like
it?
You don't want to tell me bad news? But he's like, oh, you... Hey, man, you okay? He's being so fake right now.
You know, inside he's like, Bobby's last.
Well, it is kind of funny. I mean, it's funny. If I'm being real.
Yeah.
Hey, well, you want to bet on yourself? Let's bet on yourself.
I just texted Nikki Glaser, the comedian, and said I'm dead last in Vegas odds.
So tell us what she says. Maybe she'll come back
with
a joke.
Ha, ha, ha.
Is that what comedians do? They go, ha, ha, ha.
Yeah, they make people laugh.
Well, there you have it. I don't even have anything else to say. I thought we were going to talk about some crap. But
no, let's just end it on that.
Let's end it on that high note.
How do we... Okay, so as the season progresses, the odds change or they stay?
They probably change when people see people.
Okay, so see, the problem is they just don't know who you are yet. They don't know that you're young and in shape.
So if you're going to bet Bobby, bet him now. Because he could be off the board real soon.
Yeah, let's all bet him
now. Off the board because I got kicked off the show.
What? I'm going to bet. Can somebody place a bet for me? I don't know how to do this.
I will. How much you want to bet?
What site is it, Lunchbox?
That is betonline.ag.
.ag? Is
this
some
legal?
Russian? Yeah. I don't know what this is.
It's a legit site.
Okay.
All right.
Bobby, I'm putting all my money on you.
All of it?
Yeah, I had a listener tweet me the other day and said, how do I bet? I don't even know what, before the odds came out. She said she wanted to bet $1,000.
Oh, my gosh.
And she has never bet on anything in her life. And I was like, are you serious? She goes, okay, maybe $100. So,
wow, what do you think my husband would do if he came home and I told him that I put all of our money on Bobby?
He would divorce you?
No, he wouldn't. Then what if Bobby won?
I'm looking
he would
at
make
it now.
So much.
That sucks. I'm offended right now. I'm so offended.
Well, Bobby, somebody has to be last.
Whatever. As always, I'm the guy that no one expects. So I'm going to stick it to him, or I'm not, or they're going to be right. One of the two.
Well, yeah, those are the options.
Yeah, I don't know. All right, I'm done. I'm done. I'm out of this.
Are you
asshole.
Okay?
Whatever.
I just feel like between you being so defeated and
I'm
deflated
so defeated.
Yesterday,
I know.
And then
I know.
Even now.
I know.
You better hurry up and go practice.
I know.
Oh, man. Are you like...
What?
I don't know. Like breathing, you know that, meditating,
I'm done.
Something.
This is stupid. Let's start today's show. I get in a better mood during the show, so enjoy and have a good day. And anything you want to say, Amy?
Yeah, I hope everyone has a great day, including
you.
All
right. Thank you. Lunchbox.
Have a great weekend. Enjoy football. Enjoy your friends and family. And go bet on Bobby. Long odds. Big payday.
All right. Thank you. And away we go.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right. Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Here we go. More studio.
Morning.
Hey, look at us. It's a Friday. We got a good one because Carrie Underwood will be in today. So there's that. We'll talk. We'll do a segment about Dancing with the Stars. I had a really bad day yesterday. The worst. I was so deflated. I wanted to be emotional. I was so bad yesterday.
Man.
I know. Took steps backward. So we'll talk about that later. But it was not. Amy, I might be the
How
go home
could you
first week.
Go backwards. Like
oh, we talk about it later. And also, like people are continuing to fire at me because I'm not famous. Yeah. I know.
Mm-hmm. You need to stay away from comments.
I can't stay away from comments. It's not people. It's like Andy Cohen.
Oh,
it's like yeah, it's like real people. Like
Bravo Andy.
I'm being fame shamed, is what people are saying.
Oh, come on. Bravo, Andy. There was a time when nobody knew who he was, so.
I know I'm not famous. I know. I was saying it before. I'm just a little down in the dumps about this whole thing because I just had a bad day yesterday.
Okay. I feel like you're just going to get physically exhausted and it's going to, like, then it's going to cause more emotion than you normally would allow.
Maybe.
Because you're just
Maybe.
So, you know, run down.
And if you're not familiar, I am going to be on Dancing with the Stars in, like, a week and a half.
Crazy.
And I don't know how long I'm going to be on there, but I'm training hard. So there's that. On a serious note, a lot of our stations on the East Coast, they're being affected by the hurricane, and most of them that are being really affected have gone wall-to-wall news, so they're not hearing the show. But we do want to say if any of you are, or maybe you're listening on the app, like, we're thinking about you, we're watching, what we can do is we wait and see what's up and see how we can help. But we are absolutely thinking about you, watching the news. You know, it's definitely not good, but I didn't want to not mention it because that's in our hearts and our heads too. So there's that. I mentioned this too. If we can hit a little on this day in country music.
The Bobby Bones Show.
On this day in
country music.
Willie Nelson was at number one on the country charts with this song, Always On My Mind. Hit it.
You are always on my mind. You were always on my mind.
On this day, 1982. Man, listen to this. So, I want to play you that, but then I'm going to play you Elvis doing the song. Here is Elvis doing the same song. Go ahead.
You were always on my mind. You were always on my mind.
How about that?
Interesting.
You guys know that?
Didn't know that.
Nope.
So here's the deal about that. So Elvis cut it 10 years before, and what happened was some guy passed the song on to one of Elvis's bodyguards, who then gave it to Elvis, and Elvis cut it. And so lots of people recorded it, but Willie Nelson took it to number one. So there you go. On this day in history, Willie Nelson takes that to number one, 1982. And you know what they call me, by the way?
Of course, country music's youngest historian.
A lot of pressure to live up to with that. Mm-hmm. So there you go. Let's get the show started.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymundo. Hurricane Florence is a Category 1 storm. It's just outside of Wilmington, North Carolina. Hundreds of thousands of people are without power. Authorities are saying if you're riding this one out, please stay home, get off the roadways. Tons of rain is coming.
Lunchbox is presenting the dumb debate of the day. So what do you have going on over there, Lunchbox?
Yeah, the thing you use when you're watching TV and you want to switch channels. Do you call that a remote or a channel changer? Because when my wife's family was in town, they kept calling it a remote. And I said, it is a channel changer in this house. And whenever they would ask for the remote, I refused to give it to them until they called it a channel changer.
Okay. So, Amy, have your answer. We'll just go around the room. What do you call it? The dumb debate of the day. A remote, a channel changer, or something else? I'll go first. It's so a remote. There's no other answer. It's a remote. Hand me the remote. And if you really want to get specific, a remote control, but a remote. Amy?
100% remote.
What?
Our video producer, Eddie. Eddie.
Bones, it's the dumbest debate ever. It's a remote.
Okay.
Yeah, so, who wants to say channel changer?
It's so much work to just say.
Like, you say remote.
That thing that changes channels down there. Yeah, just, it's the remote. So, Lunchbox, you lose the dumb debate of the day on this show, too.
Wow, because I've called it a channel changer forever.
I don't think it's wrong, but on the dumb debate, we often debate it. And what's the most right, according to this room, is remote. So, yeah, Lunchbox brought that. Now what do you want to ask? What else?
I need to know how many tickets per week I can get to Dancing with the Stars. I've had friends, families reach out, and so I need to know. I'm looking for about 5 per week, and if I don't have friends or family that can go, I want to do like listener giveaways on Twitter, because I think you should always have someone backing you in the audience, and to know that at least 5 people there are cheering for you, that'll boost your confidence.
I literally haven't discussed this. I have no idea how the show works. I haven't even been to where they shoot the show.
Bobby's just trying to make it.
I'm just trying to make it to week 2. I had a bad day yesterday. I don't know that I'm going to make it to week 2. Like, I don't. And
I hope you do.
I know. I want to win, but I just had such a bad day. And there are some really great dancers on this show. I'm going to really need our listeners to vote.
Right, like, and you need them in the audience, so I need 5 tickets per week to give away.
I don't know how that works. I'm going to say no to that, that's probably not a thing. They probably will give you 4 a week, and if that's the case, we'll have to figure it out weekly. But I'm not having your family out there week 1 when I have 4 people in my life that want to come watch me dance.
Well, you can ask your partner for her tickets, because you guys are pretty much like an item, so I figure she could give you her tickets, and it's like a family affair, like, oh, you know, here, sweetie.
What do you mean, an item?
What?
Like, if you guys look back and watch the video yesterday when she came in the studio and you watch it, they give each other the look. Like, you know what I mean? When the look, like, I'm into you and you're into me and we're not going to tell anybody. There was a couple times during the interview when I rewatched the video.
Why are you rewatching the video, weirdo?
Because I wanted to see if I could pick up anything, and I did. There was a couple of times she gave you the look like, hey, like, oh, yeah, like, there's Bobby in there. That's my boo.
Oh,
who says that?
Oh, my Bobby, boo. She gave you that's my boo look.
Yes. So is there anything you want to comment about those looks?
No, there's no comment. I'm working hard, guys.
Yeah, we know.
We're spending many, many, many hours a day together.
Well, you know what happens when people spend many, 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 many hours together? They're both single.
They become boo.
Well, because, I mean... I'm not saying I saw the boo look, but...
Oh, what are you saying? Now, what are you saying?
Oh, yeah, see? Okay, now go on.
I don't know that I saw the boo look, but I saw, like, I saw the potential for the boo look.
We're working hard.
Okay.
Yeah, we're working hard.
I don't
for
know.
Sure. For
maybe
sure.
Maybe Lunchbox and I are over here in Fantasyland.
No,
maybe.
I watched the video. I broke it down. It was like game tape. You know, you do it. NFL players do it. So I was doing it on this interview because I'm looking for clues about Bobby's love life, because they spend a lot of time together. And Bobby's very vague about what they do together besides dancing.
We dance our brains
out. But you said we've been to dinner. We've been. And so I'm like, okay, if you've been
we've
to
done.
Dinner.
Listen, you spent a lot of time together.
You admitted to being vulnerable to her?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
That's huge.
Okay, I'm done talking about this right now, but thank you for asking. I appreciate that, Lunchbox.
What does your boo say to this? Does she have a comment?
Mike D, what do you have to say over there?
No comment.
Yeah, we're good. Thank you for the questions, everyone.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Coming up in the next 20 minutes or so, the Friday morning dance party. Amy, what's the format of the dance party?
F-U-N fun.
Oh, whoa.
It is scary.
Yeah, it is scary. So the Friday morning dance party. comes up. Now let's play Amy versus Lunchbox. Here we go. So how it works is I ask Amy 3 questions that are basically considered dude questions, and ask Lunchbox 3 questions that are basically considered women questions. Amy, you're up first. Are you ready?
Ready.
All right, here we go. What animated TV character loves Duff Beer?
Duff Beer. It's got to be somebody from The Simpsons or The Family Guy. Shoot.
What character loves Duff Beer?
Bart Simpson.
Ooh.
No, the dad.
The answer's Homer Simpson.
Whoa, the dad.
Oh, Lunchbox, I'm sorry.
Bart can't even drink.
Right. Yeah, he's like 12.
Shoot.
Amy, NFL team plays at Lambeau Field?
Oh, Lambeau, like as in Lamborghini?
Yeah, no.
No? Okay. Lambeau Field. Golly, why couldn't you ask me, like, Nissan
Stadium? No, we're not playing what could I've asked. The question is, what NFL team plays at Lambeau Field?
The Broncos.
Incorrect. Lunchbox, you can steal.
Green Bay Packers.
That is correct. Lunchbox, get the point.
Cheeseheads.
Amy, are you ready? Swivels, jig heads, stringers, and sinkers are types of what?
Swivels, jiggers, what?
Swivels, stringers, sinkers, jig heads, sinkers. Go ahead.
Sinkers. Those are type of nuts and bolts.
Oh, nuts and bolts. Wow. That's incorrect. Lunchbox, you can steal. Go ahead.
Yeah, fishing lures.
Shoot.
I'll accept that. It's fishing tackle.
Oh.
A sinker is not really a lure, but I will accept that answer. Woo! Lunchbox, you get the point. There you go.
Wow, I didn't get any.
Nice work.
I got
all right.
Two.
Lunchbox, are you ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. Lunchbox, what kind of jewelry is a bangle?
Oh, a bangle. I love when my wife wears a bangle.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's a earring.
Ooh, incorrect. Amy, you can steal.
Gladly. It's a bracelet.
That is correct.
Wow, Amy.
All right. 2-1, Lunchbox. Lunchbox.
Yep.
What's the name of Kylie Jenner's baby?
Truth.
Truth. That is incorrect.
What?
Amy, you can steal and tie the game up. Go ahead.
Stormy.
Correct.
Wow.
Yeah.
We're all tied up here. Lunchbox for the win.
Yep.
How come he only got... I thought he got all three of mine. He stole all three of mine.
Not even a chance to steal Homer. Don't worry.
Yeah, I messed that one up for him.
All right.
Yeah.
That's all right. I'll persevere against the odds.
I gave him fishing tackle because I owed him one.
Okay,
as a makeup
sorry.
Call.
I was just trying to be fair.
An emery board is another name for what beauty tool?
An emery board is another name for what beauty tool?
For the win. And if you don't, Amy can steal it and win.
And she's jumping up and down her seat over here like, look at me, I got it. But just relax Miss Kitty.
Go ahead, Miss Kitty.
Okay.
An emery board is another name for a nail file.
Correct!
Yeah!
What?
Yeah!
All I do is
there you have it.
Man! Against all odds!
Against all odds, yes. You're truly the comeback kid.
Anything is possible!
Okay. Okay. Here's what we're going to do. I think people like this game. We're going to play it next week. We're going to start again. We're going to keep score.
For how long? What do you mean?
The first 1 to 10 total wins will be crowned the champion and we'll retire the game.
Whoa! Oh, man, I'm already up 4-0.
No. This was all warm up. What? This is like preseason.
Bobby Bone Show.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
It's the 30-second skinny.
So we've got movies coming out this weekend. A Simple Favor with Anna Kendrick and Blake Lively with 84% on Rotten Tomatoes.
What's that one about?
I saw the previews for it, and it looks so good. So basically, it takes place in a small town. One of the girls is like a mommy blogger, but her best friend is this rich, pretty girl that goes missing mysteriously, and she is setting out to try to find out what happened to her.
Huh. I'm going to pass on that one. What else is out?
White Boy Rick with Matthew McConaughey. It's based on a true story with 55% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Is this the one you were talking about, Lunchbox?
Yeah, it's like a 14-year-old kid is a drug lord, kingpin, running money, drugs, guns, everything. Whole family gets in trouble because it turns out he's really an FBI informant.
Whoa.
That sounds crazy.
And that's a true story?
True story.
All right, what else? What's out with music today?
Carrie Underwood released her album, Cry Pretty. Here's a song from the album called Cry Pretty.
Cry Pretty.
Willie Nelson is releasing his tribute album to Frank Sinatra called My Way. Here's a clip from the album called Summer Wind.
The summer wind came blowing in from across the sea.
Come on, how good is that?
So
come
good.
On.
So good.
It lingered there to touch your hair.
Can we just play this album? I go home. I'll just go dance practice and just play it because the album sounds so... I'm going to stream this immediately. Is that it, Morgan, number two, or is there anything else?
Yeah, Terry Clark is also releasing her new album, and we have a single clip from it called Raising the Bar.
Whatever you're holding in, let it go, let it disappear in a rain of snow. Kiss the sky.
I'm Morgan, number two. That's The Skinny.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Florida. 25-year-old Michael Paul was in the emergency room and he got released. He's like, ooh, he walks out. He's like, I need a ride home. And there's an ambulance sitting right there in the driveway. He's like, you know what? That could get me home. Jumped in the driver's seat and drove it on home.
Did he make it all the way home?
He made it all the way home and the GPS and the ambulance led him right to his house.
Okay, one funny. Glad nobody got hurt. Two, if we don't address that Lunchbox says ambulance, people will send us a message. We know he's saying it like that.
Yeah.
He's been saying it like that for 15 years. It's a good start. I like the bonehead. Don't do that. And also, we recognize Lunchbox is saying ambulance. Feel like we're all good there?
I think we're good.
Okay, there you go.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
There's a teenager, he had special needs. He was bullied because he was riding his sister's bike. His sister's bike was pink. There were some kids that were picking on him. His mom got worried because he didn't come home when he's supposed to come home. And so she called police. So police go and they find him. And these other kids are messing with him as the police show up. And they felt bad. This is awesome. These officers are awesome. So they felt bad the kids were picking on him for riding the pink bike because he didn't have a bike of his own. They bought him a bike. They bought
that's awesome.
Right?
Yeah.
They didn't have to do that. First of all, they found him because the mom was worried. Second of all, they bought him a bike. And you know what, kids? Don't be a turd.
Yeah.
How about that for your PSA of the day?
Yeah.
Let's be less turd.
And let's remind parents, too, because I need this reminder. Because sometimes as kids, we're just turds. But if parents, like, hear this and can remember when they're taking their kids to school or talking to their kids, like, hey, let's remember to be kind to people. We don't need to pick on others based on X, Y, and Z.
Yeah, I agree. Love that.
Because it's our job, too.
It is our job, too. You're right. There you go. That's my Tell Me Something Good.
The Bobby Bone Show.
So let's do a baby box update because Lunchbox has a brand new newborn, and let's catch up and see what's up. Here we go.
Baby box update.
Woo! Ladies and gentlemen, we got a big accomplishment for Baby Box. For the first time ever, he had tears shed. That's right. The tear ducts aren't developed when they're first born. We've had him for 8 weeks, and finally, a couple of tears strolled down his face.
Now, are you going to cry or are you kidding?
No, I'm not. Why would I cry? I'm excited. I sat there and let him cry longer.
Oh, come on. Lunchbox, you've cried every... Listen, I'm not even hating on you, but that's why I asked that, because I didn't know if you were crying or not, because you've cried every time.
No, I'm not going to cry about this. This is exciting. Like, this is a...
Well, even in other exciting moments, you've gotten emotional, which is totally fine.
We love it that you cried every time. We love it.
Right, but listen to him cry. These are the... Him cry. This is him crying.
You have audio clips.
Yes.
By the way, for our audience, Lunchbox's baby was how many weeks premature?
6 weeks premature.
So this is actually a big deal that he has developed tear ducts and has cried. Here's the audio. Go ahead. Let me hear it. Could you identify that cry in a bunch of cries, Lunchbox?
I think I could. I think I could identify my kid's cry because I feel like I hear it all the time. And so I think I would recognize it.
So how's being a dad going?
Man, it's awesome. It's awesome. It's so fun. And he's starting to be more awake, so he's starting to look at you. And I think he can kind of recognize my face a little bit because he'll follow me if I go from left to right. His eyes will move a little bit with me. And we do tummy time. And then we sit there and we have a little toy. And I put it in his face and go, oh, look at the cow. Moo, moo, moo. And he seems to, like, look at the cow. But it's awesome.
What's tummy time?
Tummy time is you have to get them used to being on their stomach. So you put them on the floor on their stomach because that's how they learn to crawl is they start moving their legs and they learn how to boost themselves up on their arms. They're using their forearms and it teaches them, it strengthens their neck muscles.
Hmm.
So you do that about 10 minutes a day.
Anything else you'd like to share with us?
And that's really it. He's still sleeping in the bassinet right next to the bed. That's annoying.
Oh, he's still in your room.
Yeah.
I thought that y'all solved that.
Oh, we did. We still put a noise machine, but you can still... Sometimes when he cries that loud, there's nothing but you can do but hear it.
Mm. Well, thank you for the baby box update. And that was a baby box update.
Baby box update.
The Bobby Bones Show.
This owner of a Chinese restaurant was busted with roadkill in a cooler.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and it was in Louisiana.
No!
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh.
How's that make you feel? Talk it out, Amy.
That just makes me feel so sad for anybody that's eaten there recently.
Yeah, what if that's like your hometown place that you go to a lot, and then you see in the news that this dude's been doing
that? I know. Like, for us, I'm like, okay, what are the odds I've ever really eaten roadkill? Probably slim to none. But, like, if you live there and you know you've eaten there, your odds just went up.
First of all, let's not hate on all roadkill, because I've eaten deer that have been hit by a car many a time.
Sure. But at a restaurant, it should be disclosed.
Half off? They let you know on the menu?
Yes.
Okay, listen. The owner of a Chinese restaurant in Louisiana is facing possible jail time after roadkill was found in a cooler inside the eatery. The owner was
cited. Does it say what kind of animal?
It doesn't matter, Aim. It doesn't matter. That's the question.
Ugh. No, but like you said, deer.
But even then, would that matter?
I mean, no, I think you need to disclose the roadkill, but yeah, it does affect me knowing which kind of animal.
Blanks to be fired during an active shooter drill at a local school. What do you think about this story, Aim?
I feel like that's super intense. I feel like that makes it so very real. And I think to some kids, I mean, I get needing to be fully prepared. But like when we would prep for a tornado or something, they didn't have live winds come in and like all the things to like make it really traumatic. I mean, that could really affect kids. Like, it could affect them big time.
They call it the ALICE drill. It stands for Alert, Lockdown, Inform, Counter, and Evacuate. During the drill, police will fire blanks in hallways to expose everyone to the sound of gunfire in the building. The blanks will not be fired at anyone. The faculty and staff have been told of the situation. They will be shown a PowerPoint. Oh, yeah, because that'll do it. A PowerPoint.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. That makes it okay. I just don't know. They need to consult some therapists about this. I don't think it's smart. I like the way Eddie's school does it. They tell the kids they're doing a lollipop drill.
Mm-hmm.
Run to the lollipop in the bathroom.
That's right.
Mm. Yeah, I saw that one. I thought that was crazy. I will say, too, that as we do the show today, we know and we're thinking about everybody that's being affected by the storms, the hurricane. If they're super affected, our stations have taken us off and they've gone local wall to wall. But some of you guys still may be listening on the app. So we're thinking about you. We're going to find out what's up afterward and try to help. Anheuser-Busch is sending 300,000 cans of water to Hurricane Florence victims. So a Georgia brewery that churns out Budweiser is shifting gears to send 300,000 cans of clean drinking water to help with the victims of Hurricane Florence. So I thought that was pretty cool to mention.
Yeah.
I saw another story. Parents spend more time on Netflix than with their kids. Amy, your thoughts?
What about if you're spending time on Netflix with your kids?
Okay, there's always a wrinkle. There's always a wrinkle. They say that people spend as much time binging Netflix as they do with the family.
Wow.
Netflix has 117 million subscribers.
Wow.
That's a lot.
117 million. That is crazy. So that's a great point, though. What if you're spending Netflix time with your kids? Is that what you guys do?
Yeah, that's where we watch Flash and Supergirl and, I don't know, a couple other shows that they really like. But yeah. And then they have some other, like, really kid shows that I cannot stand.
Can you name one?
Lollywalk or something.
Your kids are also from a foreign country. They probably like really simple American things, right?
Mm-hmm. There's a bunch of ones with like mermaids and stuff. They're really into the, if it's a mermaid, they want to watch it.
It's time for the good news
with Amy. Tell me something good.
Shout out to this little girl, Anaya. She's only 7 years old, but she's already making the world a better place. She completely started a shoe drive. Again, 7 years old, started it on her own with one act of kindness. She noticed that this kid in her class had one pair of shoes and they were really worn out. So she went home and was like, Mom, I really think if we could we buy my friend at school a pair of shoes? Mm. And then that snowballed into an entire shoe drive.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
This kids doing selfless things is awesome.
So far, they've collected over 300 pairs of shoes, and they're not done yet.
That's awesome. Good for her. Good for those parents, because she probably got good people surrounding her, too, that make her feel, and they've taught her to feel that way. So good for her. That's a good one. Thank you.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Hey, what's happening, guys? You know, you get on your phone, you're always tinkering around, trying to find stuff to do. There's a lot of games, a lot of apps out there. But I'll say this, there's only one Best Fiends. And if you're like me, you're tired of the same old apps on your phone. And let me recommend to you the puzzle game Best Fiends. There's a ton, they've been saying infinite amount of challenging puzzles, thousands of levels to play, and tons of characters to collect. It's the perfect game to play whenever you want. You can play with family, friends, by yourself. Either way, you won't get bored. And you won't be using your thumb, going, there's nothing to do on my phone. The best part, you can even play without internet connection, so you can play literally anytime, anywhere. Morgan, number two, plays it before the show starts. I catch myself playing Best Fiends just all the time, sitting somewhere, play some Best Fiends. Give it a try, and you can tell me where you catch yourself playing Best Fiends. Download Best Fiends for free on the App Store or Google Play today. That's friends without the R, Best Fiends, and you can be part of the club.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up. Come on, Bobby.
Carrie Underwood in studio in just a few minutes. Raymond, is she ready?
Yeah, she's good.
All right, we'll talk to Carrie coming up. First, Amy and the Morning Corny. Here we go.
The Morning Corny.
Where did the frog go for a quick loan?
It's got to be a jump or a hop or something, right? Or a ribbit, like a ribbit.
Oh, yeah.
Where did the frog go for a quick loan?
The pawn shop.
Okay, there it is. Come on. And that was the Morning Corny.
That was the Morning Corny.
The Friday Morning Conversation
with Carrie Underwood.
And Carrie's walking down the hall right now. We're at the very end of the hall. I have a little studio down here on the corner. As she makes her way from the
green.
She's
coming.
There she comes. She has the song Cry Pretty. There she is. Hey. Come on in here. Have a seat. Yeah, we're right there. We're on. How are you? You good? Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, you got some headphones. You want headphones or no?
I don't know. Here. Do I need them?
I'm playing this cool song. I want you to hear the song I wrote. You like that?
You wrote it?
No, I didn't write it.
Yeah, I don't remember you there.
Yeah, I wasn't. Are you good?
Yes.
Yeah. What did you bring with you there?
This is a signed copy of the Champion lyrics for some money raising purposes.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Wow. So I can take that and we can use that?
Yes. To raise money. Okay. Yeah. No, I just bring it everywhere I go.
At this
and
point,
then I leave with it.
That would be funny. Go everywhere with a signed.
I got this thing for you, and then I just walk out.
No, don't even say you have it for someone. Just walk
just
in and out with it.
Walk in
You're
and
like,
out.
What are those? These are handwritten lyrics to Cry Pretty? Oh yeah, I carry them with me all over.
Yeah. And then take them with me.
Today, I'm looking at a piece of paper here. Today's a big day. I have all your songs up. Can I tell you what song that when I listened to the record, that was like, oh, like that's my jam. Are you nervous about that?
I don't know. Everyone's different. I've heard so many different answers, different responses.
Is mine. This one's mine. Low.
Ever since, baby, you've been gone, I'm so low.
You like this one?
I do.
Yeah.
Very much.
You wrote this, huh?
I did.
What's it? Tell me about this song.
Well, Hillary Lindsay and David Garcia are the people that I was lucky enough to write with that day. And Hillary kind of came in with the idea to going from low to lonesome. And we just went with it. And I was like, I love how like twangy country it started out, and then we just threw the kitchen sink at it because I'm like, more guitars, and just kept getting bigger and bigger.
Let me hear this. How many of those do you do? How many runs will you do before you pick the perfect run?
I don't know, because they're always different, and I never actually know what's going to come out of my mouth, which is scary, and sometimes it's really bad. Because you just, I like to plan things, but it's kind of cool when you're recording just to fly by the seat of your pants and see what happens.
So with a song like that where you're doing, or a lot of your songs where you really show your vocal, will you do many different runs and then pick one?
Yeah, and that was super interesting too, kind of being on the other side of the producing, you know, whatever, being behind the board and listening to yourself and what you think might have sounded really great when you're in front of the microphone being like, well, that doesn't work at all, you know, and kind of going back to the drawing board and figuring out which ones you're going to use and can. And there's certain ones that don't work together, but they were great on their own. And yeah.
You ever save them? Just list them at home, all your runs?
No.
That'd be a cool. No. That'd be a cool. All the runs.
Just like cut them tracks. All together.
Do you have like a trophy cave?
It's not a cave.
Warehouse?
Well, no. Gosh, no. That's not what I was implying. I have like a room. Right now, it's a junk room because there's just, we've been in the process of moving for a long time. We're waiting to move. So I'm trying to like pack stuff up and it's kind of a mess, but it's like a piano room. I bought myself a piano a few years ago as a treat because I was like, I deserve a nice piano.
You do.
Doesn't get played.
You do deserve that. Carrie Underwood is here. New record's out today called Cry Pretty. You know what? One that I want to ask you about is this song called The Bullet. I'm going to play some of this here.
Left a hole in her heart and it still ain't done. The bullet keeps on going.
Will you tell me about this song? I don't know that I'm assigning definitions to it, so I think it would be better to ask you.
Yeah, well, it's about, it starts out, there's a mom at a funeral, and it talks about all the people that are left dealing with somebody who's taken from gun violence, and we don't know who it was or why it was, or if it was, in my head I was like, the thing about this is it could be a, you know, a military member, it could be a cop, it could be a stray bullet, you know, somebody got hit, whatever. And it's just about all the people that are left to deal with that, and it's the people you don't really think of when you hear a story like this on the news. You think, oh, that's so sad that somebody lost their life. But then you don't really think of all the things that like could have been, and their families and their kids and just all the people that are left to pick up the pieces.
Here's some of The Bullet.
Left a hole in her heart and it still ain't done. The bullet keeps on going.
How long does it take to actually, from the minute you guys said, hey, we're going to work on a new record, to today? Like, how long ago? Because, I mean, it had to seem to you like forever because you've been in it the whole time.
Well, I feel like we kind of started collecting songs as soon as I got off the road. You know, if there was something.
Which was when?
I ended tour 2016. Ended 2016. Wow. So, like, after the holidays and stuff like that, you know, it's like, okay, I wasn't fully in it yet. But if something great comes across your plate, you know, you want to hold it and make sure nobody else gets it. So that was one of those. And then like Ghosts on the Stereo, I think, was the first song that we'd held. And to hold on to something for that long really isn't common. Usually you get tired of it by the time your album is being ready to be recorded. But that one lasted for a long time.
Ghosts on the Stereo. Cool concept.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is cool.
Yeah. It's like kind of about somebody having a little bit of a meltdown at home by themselves, but it's not in a sad way. Like, this person's at home like drinking by themselves listening to old records because of a breakup, but it's more of like a, I don't know. I feel like that's their night that they're just going to kind of feel it, and then the next day they're moving on. And I kind of like that. I like that thought. It's still strong. It's like, it's a breakup song, but it's done in a way that's still very strong.
Carrie Underwood is here. New album's out today. I was looking at your Instagram, and the picture of you before you go on stage, and you have your son, and it's right before you go on. And I was thinking, man, I bet your on stage ritual right before you walk on has changed. where you would spend a lot of time going, okay, got to get ready for the show. But now you're probably doing that, but also being a mom.
Well, that's because I know he's not going to make it through the show because he's, you know, three and it'll be bedtime. And that was usually he doesn't get to see me do anything. I think he only made it through about four or five songs that night. But that was like, I have to say night nights to him before I go on stage. So, yeah, I mean, it's a lot has changed. It's so weird. Like, you know, I'll be at work doing something. Yesterday I was like filming something and right after it was over, it's like I got home and like I had groceries delivered and I had to like put the groceries away and then make dinner. And this was all before I got to like wash my camera makeup off, you know. So it was, I don't know. Life is weird. And he doesn't care. Like he doesn't know me as anything else. But he was so excited to see me on stage. Like a week later, he didn't really say anything about it afterwards. But a week later, we were like sitting watching something on TV and the person or the cartoon was like on stage. And he was like, oh, Mom, you did so good when you were on stage this last weekend. Because everything's this last weekend. He has no concept of time. This last weekend when you were on stage, you did such a good job. And he was so excited. I was like, aw, like you just, it's like he just remembered. I forgot to tell her. She did great. This week.
But it had been since last weekend.
He's
been holding on to that for a long time.
Everything.
There was also the picture of the potato that I'm just thinking back where he had potato he played with for a while.
He carried it around and eventually I had to like, he had four of them that he would like carry around everywhere and I had to like one by one, like throw them in the trash.
Oh, that you're like
they
eventually
were getting funky. They were getting like no, we were fast cooking. Okay. And then one got a boo boo. We had to put a Band-Aid on it, and it was just like a thing. And but after I did that, the Mr. Potato Head company like sent me some proper potatoes to play with. So I was like, well, that was nice of them. Of course, now I have Mr. Potato Head parts all over my house. that aren't with the potato, so that's fun to step on.
Does that happen a lot where you will mention something that is a non-sponsored thing and then that sponsored person says, oh, let me send you a lot?
Yeah, it's great. It's awesome. I'm not going to lie. I'll be like, what do I need? No, I got I said something about, it was a post that Mike made about an unfortunate hairstyle that I had once upon a time, and I commented, and I was like, well, if you marry a girl from the South, you get a lifetime subscription to Elnett, which is hairspray. And they sent me like a giant case of hairspray. I gave some to my mom. I was like, there's no way I could ever use all of this hairspray. It was awesome. I got some backup hairsprays. I got one in every bathroom. So yeah, it's, that part's pretty cool.
Carrie Underwood's here with us. Hey, so whenever, again, just kind of going through a mental guide of all the pictures. I feel like I'm able to keep up with you because I just see Instagram pictures.
Yeah.
There was a picture, I think you were at a wedding and it was you and Mike. And I wonder if I have Carrie and Mike at my wedding, are they upstaging me? Is that a thing?
Good question.
Yeah.
To be honest, most of the people at the wedding we knew very well. Like it gets a little tricky if we like don't know them. I mean, obviously if they invite us to their wedding, we know them pretty well. But like, Mike's known them forever and all the people in this town known forever. So I feel like they'd still treat us normally. So
but
I don't.
Secretly they're like,
I don't think so.
No.
Not these particular people. They were really cool about it. We were kind of in like a more public place. And even though people weren't coming into the wedding, there was still like a gaggle of people like videotaping. And like Mike was in the wedding. So he was like giving speeches and stuff. And they had their phones out from afar, and it was like, you want to hear his best man speech to somebody else? Like, I don't know. Remember that forever.
Yeah.
You broed me once, right? Didn't she bro me on Instagram?
Yeah, she said something like, comma bro.
I did, but I was like,
we didn't know if it was a loving bro or if it was
a loving bro.
Okay, because there are two ways to bro.
But if you bra, then I feel like that's not loving.
B-R-A-H.
Bro, yeah.
Okay. Because it was a gym picture and you wrote something bro. And
I was like, don't let it mess up your flow, bro. Something like that. Like your gym flow.
We debated if it was a good bro.
Or like a bra.
I rarely comment on anybody's pictures anyway. Like I'll like stuff. I'm trying to get better at commenting because I want people to know I care. Not that they're looking, probably that they care that I care. But no, I would never put anything.
But you could have, though. I would have felt comfortable with you making fun of me. That's all we were wondering. Because you're funny.
But I understand when, like, if I forget my gloves in the gym, my day is ruined. My day is ruined. It's over.
The line, how do you say it? Kalia?
Kalia.
Kalia?
Kalia, yeah.
So are you part of that? Are you the part owner of that thing?
I am. I mean, I don't. Not like owner,
but you're part of it.
I own Dick's Sporting Goods. I wish I did.
It's a Dick's brand, right?
Yes. Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Well, I can never wear it, so I don't ever investigate any further.
Right?
It's never like, hey, bros, try this.
Yeah, I know. Mike has been. He's been like, we should do something for guys. I'm like, I know.
Yeah, I'm in.
Yeah, but there's lots of guys stuff out there. I feel like the girls' stuff was a little harder. Like once upon a time, it's better now because we're there.
My husband asks me sometimes if I have. And there's one of your sports bras that I have, and it's my favorite. And I wear it like all the time to where my husband even noticed, like, do you have any other sports bras?
Like one of hers specifically or like the brand?
I gave it to her.
It's one I stole from Gary.
That's what we do.
No.
It's a share bra.
Kalia.
Yeah.
How do you say it again?
Kalia.
The same way. A lot of people ask you how to say that.
Well, Mike says it improperly. I feel like he does it on purpose, though. Yeah. So I'll correct him or something. He knows it bugs me.
I say my Carrie Underwood Dick's Sporting Goods Dick's Brawl.
Yeah, you shouldn't. You have trouble with that. I want to play another song. Carrie's record is out today. It's called Cry Pretty. Here's a song called Spinning Bottles.
She's all cried out on the kitchen floor. Spinning wrong, spinning wheels, spinning out of control. Spinning bottles. Spinning bottles.
Come on. That's good, huh?
He's in a hotel.
You like that, right?
I mean, it's a sad song.
That's good. That's like real life.
Yeah.
Do you ever cry when you sing? Do you ever get emotional?
Yes. Yeah. There was one song I did a while back ago that I was like, I don't think I can ever, or I know I can't ever sing this live. Like it took, I could sing it in chunks recording it, and I could never get through it.
That recording process is pretty grueling.
It depends. On that particular song, we wrote the song to a track that was actually like it moved faster and it had like a beat and stuff like that to it. And when I got up to sing it, it didn't work. And I was like, why is this wrong? All of this is wrong. And everybody else agreed. So we took that away and David just started playing keys. And I was like, let's just see what happens when there's like no music. And I think it was just because we didn't know what was going to happen and we weren't overthinking it. And, you know, we had just written the song and everybody had gone there in terms of like thinking about people that we assign to the song, you know, people that we're writing about. And so it was just a really emotional moment. And when we tried to recreate that in like real studio setting, you know, it's like time to sing the vocals and time to, you know, re-record the keys and stuff like that, it didn't work. So like 90% of that vocal is the day we wrote it, like not thinking about it. It's not perfect. Like if you try to like think about it from like a click track perspective, there was no click track. So there's like some ebb and flow, which I hope doesn't drive people crazy because everybody's used to hearing everything like perfectly on tempo. But we left a lot of it alone because there was just something about that day that, you know, that was right.
Carrie's new record is out today. It's Cry Pretty. You probably know this song right here. Also, the Cry Pretty Tour 360. What's 360 about it? Like, why 360?
It's in the round.
Are you being for real?
Yeah, we're in the middle. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, yes. So there's 360 degrees of awesome.
So you're in the middle. Does it spin?
I probably will. Probably parts of it will.
Have you ever done that? Ever
but like really slowly?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, we like to have a lot of, I like to put on a show. I like to there to be lots of things happening. And I love it when people will come to a show and, you know, have like, you know, seats on the floor or whatever, or seats like way up high the next time. And they're like, it's a different show. Like you can come back and you can see things you didn't notice because there's stuff happening on the screens. The stage is doing things like our band. The last tour, I felt like really just stepped it up because they stepped out. They weren't like a band behind me. You know, we're in the round. We they can connect with people too, which I feel like gave them so much more energy. And that's what I want. Like, I just want to see people. When you're at one end of the arena and you can basically only see the 10 rows in front of you, like, you see other people, but you don't see their faces. You don't see their eyes. You don't see what they're doing. You know, I want to see people.
And on the tour, you have Maddie and Tay and Runaway June. That's right,
yes.
Right?
Oh,
awesome.
Yeah, a lot of girl power there. Yes. I'm assuming that was part of the idea, right?
I mean, initially when we started thinking about who we wanted to take out with us, it was a long list. And then as we started, you know, going through things, it became shorter and shorter. And that's kind of what we were left with, was like these strong female options. So it's like, let's do it, you know? And I feel like a lot of, I don't know, generally when you go on tour, you want somebody that like works with you, but is not like you on stage. And it was like, why? Like, let's embrace this. And I wanted to put on a good show. I wanted talented people that I respected on stage. Just so happens they're women.
Love it. Well. Let me ask you this. Your 14-year-old self, what advice would you give your 14-year-old self right now?
Stop plucking your eyebrows.
Yeah?
Yes.
It's solid.
Why? I don't pluck anything, so I don't understand what happens from a pluck.
If you keep on, because back in the, gosh, I'm old. Back in the 90s, the super thin eyebrows were the thing, and mine were kind of crazy. And the more you pluck them, the less they grow back ever.
The less they grow back.
Yeah. It's an issue.
It doesn't double up.
Wait,
when were you born? When you say
83.
Okay, so I was 81. So we're pretty close. And I would say, yes, a lot of my girlfriends, this is a main issue. Even up to my sister, who's 41 now. Yeah. We're all part of a generation that overplucked. And now that we're... it's a real thing. And now that we're like aging women,
Now you got to draw them,
but it's a whole thing.
Back on.
Yeah, I got my microbladed, but yeah.
What's microblading?
It's like tattoos.
It's like a blade that scrapes your skin open, and
it's
then
not
they
like buzz tattoo.
It's not
like
a tattoo, but they and then they dye it.
Yeah,
and then it's so it's.
Well, that sounds healthy.
On.
Yeah. Sounds,
well, listen,
no,
if we're part of the people that overplucked, like no shame in my game.
No,
like now I'm like
I'm with you.
Once I got a microbladed, I was like, okay. This is amazing. All the world needs to know.
Because you don't have to, like...
pencil them in all the time.
Yeah. Someday, though, I'm going to be like my one of my crazy aunts growing up and just shave them off and draw them on purple.
Yes.
I feel like that's going to be my game when I'm old.
I think but by that point, our eyesight is fading.
Yeah,
we really don't
anymore.
Know. Like, we think we look great. Yeah. But really, it's like, oh.
You watch anything good on Netflix at all?
No. I honestly haven't watched much on TV lately. I'm ashamed to say that my husband and I, have you seen The Proposal?
Is that a movie?
No. I mean, it is.
Has anyone seen it?
It's the TV show.
You got so excited.
Oh, Lunchbox loves it.
You got so excited.
It's the one with Jesse Palmer. It's where the...
Oh, the Bachelor kind of thing.
But no. It's the Bachelor in an hour.
Oh, it's so great. So there's one person in a booth, a hidden booth. It's a guy or a girl. And then they have like 15 or 20 suitors come out and... they just start eliminating people. And at the end, there's two people, and they both propose to her.
But they tell him how much they, like, love him.
Yeah. Or
wait, from 1 hour?
They've never
from
met
one
him.
Hour.
They've never seen him. Usually it's a guy behind the curtain.
And then
the
someone gets proposed to?
Yep.
And you like, Carrie, you like that show?
I'm ashamed. No, but I can't not watch it. We're like, oh, it's on. We got to watch it.
Did anyone get married?
It's totally...
No one's got married, but some of the couples, like, I guess
the
they filmed
season.
It. They're still together months later.
For real.
Yes. Like, there was a firefighter was the first episode, and he was from California, and he's still with his chick that he
good
met on the show.
Yeah, good for
it's
him.
So good. It's love. They got it inspired by The Bachelor, and they find love on The Bachelor, and now on The Proposal. You guys got to believe in these reality shows.
All right. Thank you, Lunchbox.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Excited.
I'm just glad that Carrie Underwood likes the same TV I do. I don't feel as bad watching it now.
Well, no, and we sit there and we talk about how terrible we are watching it. We're like, this is shameful. Turn it up. Are you recording this? Okay.
Well, let me encourage everyone to download, stream, buy Carrie's record out today. Cry Pretty. And then the tour starts next spring, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Cry Pretty 360
May.
Tour.
May Day, yeah.
Well, thank you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
It's always good to see you.
Thank you. You too.
And if you do ever make that full album of just runs, let me know. We'll all play it here. The whole thing. The whole listening
party. I want
party.
You, though, at some point to listen to this album and think about the bass line. I saw something you tweeted recently.
I don't ever
recently.
Hear bass lines.
You should hear it in this album. Jimmy Lee Sloss played bass on these songs, and I had never been in like a overdub session with him. Usually I'm at the tracking session that day, and I'm like, everybody sounds great, but to watch him work and to just hear the difference between him and other, he's good.
Well, my point isn't that I don't respect a bass player, because even in band, I just don't hear it. I'm missing something. I'm colorblind too severely, and that would be me going, hey, confession, I don't see dark blue.
Yeah.
I don't hear the bass line a lot of times.
I can't hear super high-pitched frequencies, so I understand, sort of, but there's no music that's super high-pitched.
No, I got something you need to hear then. We'll trade. Okay. You give me the disc of bass lines. I'll hit you with the high frequencies.
Okay.
It's just me screaming.
Oh.
Yeah, it's my runs.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll give you a disc of my runs. All right, Carrie Underwood's here. Good to see you.
You too.
We'll see
Thank
you soon.
You guys.
And we'll see you at the CMAs.
I'll be there.
There you go. Until next time, till we meet again.
Get your Bobby Bones on. Come on.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
There's this lovely couple in Cincinnati. They're ready to get married, walk down the aisle and say, I do. Only problem is the guy that was supposed to do the marrying fell down, broke his legs in the hospital. So they have no one to officiate the wedding. They're like, oh no, what are we going to do? Day ruined. Don't worry. Manny Morales, he works for the catering company. He happens to be ordained, and he steps in and officiates the wedding.
Come on.
Yeah, come on. So he put out the barbecue, and then he got him to say, I do.
Oh, come on. Now you're rhyming.
That,
come on.
Yeah, way to go, Manny.
That's a pretty good story, though. Thank you, Lunchbox.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
The Bobby Bones Show.
I had a rough day yesterday.
Because of?
I'm just not getting this dancing thing. It's just not rhythm. I mean, if it was just about rhythm, if it was...
Well, because you have rhythm.
I have rhythm. I'm just not getting it. I had a rough day. It was maybe my second worst day ever. After day one. It was that bad. It was a lot of things. I have a difficult dance. And every time... I don't know if I can say what the dance is yet. I'll have to ask producers. But whenever I tell anyone my dances, they're like, ooh, you have that weak one? Ooh. And I'm like, what? I didn't know that. I don't know the difference in dances. But apparently my dance is the hardest dance for someone new.
Oh,
I didn't know that. I didn't get to pick.
Well, yeah. Do you draw out of a hat?
No.
They
just tell you.
To you. Oh. Somebody's trying to sabotage.
No, I don't think that's it. I think they probably think I'm better than I am. It was a rough day because I wasn't getting it. We did things. We added 16 beats or 2 8 counts to the end of it, to the very, very end of it. And I wasn't catching on. And they brought in a troupe for a very small part of the dance. Some guys joined me for a second, and we all danced in this thing together, me and some dudes. And it's just intimidating.
So
they come
good.
Up, and they're just crushing it. And I'm looking at them going, oh, my God. And then I'm not remembering because I'm watching them. I can't. It was a struggle. It was just a struggle.
It's a mind-body connection, and you're learning so much right now. You're trying to process all the different things. And so I think once it clicks, it's going to be a little bit of a roller coaster because you're not a dancer. But
maybe.
Once it clicks, it's going to click, and you're going to do great.
I hope. Well, listen, if you're just turning it on, you haven't heard the show in a while, I'm doing Dancing with the Stars, and the first episode's a week from Monday, and I'm struggling. I don't know if I'm going to make it past the first episode. I hope everybody listens is going to call and vote, or however you get online and vote, and I'm counting on you because I'm not ready as of right now. But I'm a big believer that it's not if adversity happens, it's when adversity happens. And right now, I'm being hit by it. So, again, it's not if. I knew it was going to hit, so it's how I react to it. So today, I will show up, I will be early, and I'll just put the work in. And I will do my absolute best, and then what happens, happens. That's what I tell people all the time. So I'll be there. It was a struggle. It was a struggle yesterday. I feel bad for my partner. She finished second 3 times. They stick her with me. I mean...
Yeah.
I want to win. I still want, there's no part of me that doesn't want to win. I still want to win, but
and
I had
you
a bad.
You could totally win.
I had a bad day yesterday.
Okay. Our listeners are amazing. And America might not know who you are yet, but they will.
Yeah.
And when you get up there after you dance and the judges are about to critique you, you try to win America over with what you do best.
I had to listen to people bash me because I'm not famous. all day yesterday. And I don't chase these comments. I don't go looking for them. I don't read comments. I don't go to our Facebook page.
I know. I was going to say stay away from them, but when it's like someone famous saying them, it's hard.
Yeah. And then they were like, it's like radio guys from all over the country are like bashing me. Yeah. Like, why?
Well, some of that's jealousy, but.
Okay, then just be quiet then. I'm jealous of all kinds of people. I don't get out here and scream about it.
Yeah, well, because you are nice. You have more etiquette.
I'm sensitive right now because I'm emotional because I had a bad day.
Mm-hmm. I think you're going to get physically tired, and then that's going to make you more emotionally tired, and then you're probably just going to sometimes need to vent. And if you need to let it all out, let it out here. Where this is your safe space.
Yeah, well, I don't know about that, but...
You cry, he can't get on to you because he cries now.
That's true. He does cry now.
Well,
anything you guys want to say, I'll give you just a second. Any question you want to ask, Dancing with the Stars starts a week from Monday. Amy, this is the one segment we're talking about it today. Go ahead.
Let's see. Are you and your dance partner going to do anything like fun together this weekend besides dancing? Like, y'all have to take a break.
Yeah, like fun.
I mean, like, get ice cream because you need the calories.
I don't know. I'll say this. Maybe I won't say anything.
Oh, my gosh.
Maybe. I just don't. Listen, I won't say things I shouldn't say. I don't know what I should say or what I shouldn't say right now because I don't. We're working.
Ooh.
We're just working. I'm finding friends on the show, other castmates I've become really close with.
Like Grocery Store Joe?
No.
Oh.
You just haven't met him yet or what?
I met him.
Oh.
Yeah. DeMarcus Ware and I are friends.
Yeah.
From the Cowboys.
What position does he play?
And he used to play outside linebacker, defensive end, for the Cowboys. And love that dude. Like, that's my dude. Mary Lou Retton, awesome. The girl from Harry Potter is nice. It's a whole thing. We're all kind of in it together. But I kind of wish they would, like, break their toe or something and have to give me a free week. Yeah. So anyway, Lunchbox, any quick questions?
Oh,
go ahead.
I got a question. So you're in L.A. How nice is your dance partner's place?
Oh, my goodness.
What?
Like, how nice is her residence?
I don't know. I haven't been to her house.
I was trying to catch you there and trying to trap you.
I'm not stupid, first of all. Do you think I'd fall for that?
And
I haven't been to her house.
You never know.
I have an apartment out here that Dancing with the Stars is paying for.
What?
Really?
Dang.
Yeah, that's where I'm at. That's where I'm staying. You think I'm staying in a hotel?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm out. They got me an apartment. Mike D and I are sharing a place. It's a two-bedroom apartment. Mike D and I are just chilling like old roommates.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Just living it up.
So, when your dance partner comes over, what does Mike D do?
He puts his wings on and flies out the window because it's all a fairy tale, right? All these stories. You know what I mean?
So, does she come over?
Oh, never mind. All right, listen. Amy, I'm not talking about that right now.
Okay.
I don't want to say anything that she wouldn't like. We're so close right now. We're just working. That's all.
Okay.
Thank you. I know I'm being a little, dodgy with it. But right now, I'm being dodgy. I am. Okay? We got on that? You just have to respect that for right now. I don't want to sabotage anything.
Okay. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Okay, so good news for vegans who also maybe like fast food, like White Castle, because White Castle just became the very first fast food chain to make the plant-based burger called the Impossible Burger available at all their restaurants nationwide.
So is the Impossible Burger something that White Castle's always made?
No. The Impossible Burger is its own brand, and they have created this very beef-like burger. And I say beef-like because it's not beef. It's all vegan. But when you bite into it, it's almost like red. I think because of maybe beets or something. But it's like juicy, like a juicy burger, but it's vegan.
Have you had an Impossible Burger?
I have, and it really does taste like a hamburger. It's crazy.
Can I ask you a question about that?
Yes.
Did you taste it and go, impossible, this isn't me?
I did. I was like, well, this is impossible, and I think that's why they came up with that name.
Well, there you go. What else you got?
So if you're in a relationship with someone who kind of looks like your mom or your dad, a study has come out saying that we subconsciously gravitate towards being in relationships with people who look like our parents.
Dude, I totally agree. It's a Freudian thing. Uh-huh. I think, like, I'm really attracted to dark hair girls. I'm sure it's because my mom had dark hair. Like, I for sure wanted to hook up with my mom. No doubt about it.
What in the world?
Not literally, but I believe that's why I'm attracted to dark-haired women. It's because my mom was. So Yeah, you just preached into the choir with that one. I've been thinking that. Thank you for somebody else for saying it, because I felt all alone.
Well, when I saw the headline, I definitely thought of you because you have mentioned that before, and now I was just giving you validation that.
Yeah. Thank you. And there's another freak show out there, not just me.
What about anybody? Eddie, your wife, Lunchbox, your wife? Is anybody?
No.
Let's say, hold on. Okay. Hold on. Lunchbox's wife does a bit look like his mom.
How do you? Because they.
What?
Bone,
and
stop it.
But Eddie's doesn't, because Eddie likes really blonde white women.
Correct. And my mom is Mexican with dark
hair. That's true.
Yeah.
All right. What else, Sam?
Okay. So I have experiences that can make your relationship stronger. So let's say you're going in the weekend and you're thinking like, okay, we just need to like connect with my significant other in some way, shape, or form. So I have some ideas. You can cook a meal together. That is one way. And then also maybe one day this weekend, you could have a tech free day where you kind of just put social media aside, pay attention to your partner, turn off your phones, maybe even for the day. Mm. And when you do that, you'll have a bunch of free time to cook a meal together. Does anybody
What about a super tech day where you just turn everything on with each other? That's what I would want to do.
Well, that is how you actually bond. Like you and your last girlfriend, I really do think y'all bonded over your phones.
Yeah, we would sit next to each other and text each other funny things. Yeah, it's real love. Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
all right, is that it, Aim?
This is a tip for the opposite of that. Maybe that's my pile. Bobby Bones.
Yeah. Hey, let's catch up with Morgan number two. What's happening in the country music world, Morgan number two?
Well, Kendall Jenner opened up about her love for Chris Stapleton. She said that beyond him being physically gorgeous, he has an amazing stage presence, and she got chills watching him.
Is she trying to date him? Is Kendall Jenner dating anybody? I mean, he's married with what's happening here with him?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, yeah, she's definitely obsessed.
Is she dating anyone? I don't know what the Jenner situation is.
I think a little bit, but nothing super serious. I don't know if she even realizes he has a wife, but who knows?
Huh. What else you got over there?
Well, Brett Eldridge is super into fantasy football, and he says don't bother him while he's on it because he's going to trash talk you if you try to.
Mm. All right. And finally,
Lindsay L. wrapped up opening for Sugarland, and now she's doing the Canadian run on Keith Urban's tour right now.
Yeah, good for her. She's also doing her headlining tour after the Keith Urban thing. So, yeah, good for Lindsay L. Killing it. And that's what we have. Thank you, Morgan, number two, for that catch-up there.
For sure.
Amy, what's going on today?
Just hanging out with the kids after school. Got to run some errands. I mean, nothing too crazy. Our weekend is going to be very chill.
Yeah?
Very chill. I am getting my hair done, though, actually. I'm going to go shorter and a little more blonde. How do you feel about that?
I feel like you've changed your hair a bit and you've always made great decisions. I've never seen you make a bad decision.
Okay.
So I feel good about it just because you can always base a lot of people's future on their past mistakes or lack of. So I feel good about it.
Okay. Well, last time I went 5 inches shorter and now I'm going to go a little bit more shorter. I feel like my husband's like, whoa, slow down with the mom hair.
Oh, that's a thing. For sure, mom hair is a thing.
Shorter
but
is easier.
What if you're like a different person to him and he's like, ooh, hello.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Hello, Shanna.
Okay.
What?
Okay.
All right.
Slow down on the new name.
I'm going to be just practicing, doing my. I know you don't care, but I'll tell you what my day's like. I'm going to be practicing and dancing, and I'm terrible, so the end.
Whatever, we do care about your day.
Whatever.
I mean,
nobody asked me. I'm over here just like, somebody asked me what I'm doing.
Sorry, I got sidetracked on my hair, but tell us more.
No, I'm just going to practice, really. I'm so sick about it.
So your life is now like eat, sleep, dance.
I just wish I knew what I was doing. I'm so sick about how bad I am. That's all. I'm beside myself about it. I might go home the first week. I'm going to be honest with you. But that's another thing. I'm just going to work all weekend.
Okay.
But I will continue to dance. Dancing with the Stars. Dun, 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 a week from Monday, I think, is the first show. And I am really anxious about it. So have a great weekend, and we'll catch you back here. And if you're on Listen to the Weekend, we have the Country Top 30. I host that. We have our Women of iHeart Country show. Find your local station there, and have a good one. We'll check you back Monday. Bye, everybody.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.